Recording.
All right. Hello.
I'm very excited for St. Patrick's Day.
Yay. Me too. I'm excited we're having the girls from EEK.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
That's good. We needed like, you know, something Britishy, you know, Irish at St. Patrick's Day. We need to have our, you know, we needed to have like a European flair.
I like it. We didn't. I should have had some Irish whiskey. Didn't you, think.
Oh no, what do you got?
I'm doing my regular Knob Creek bourbon.
Okay.
The regular. It's a little dark.
I went Jameson Cold Brew.
Nice. Nice choice.
Jameson whiskey mixed with coffee. And so what I did was I made an Irish coffee. Ta-da!
Nice. Wow.
Cold brew Irish.
Should have done Bailey's or something.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah.
You Everybody won't be Bailey's mixing. Now. Right. Yeah. I bet you won't be mixing anything peach in. Any no. kind of peach,
no peach
with that.
No tamora, no peach, no berry. Nope, we're good.
That was such a great picture that you got, that screenshot.
Island space.
And you with your hands over your ears, like you couldn't hear it one more time.
No, the first time you told me I almost threw up. Second time I swallowed it. You know, the third time I was just like, oh no, no.
All right, and he was so nice. He tried to be so.
Didn't he say it's nice to be creative? Like that's good.
Nice
to be adventurous.
Try.
Yeah.
Adventurous. Yes. Yes.
Good man. So our guests are in the green room, and we should note that this time around, you know, like we had the girls from EEK. We had just Lucy last time, but now we've
right,
got
right.
and her wife Mandy. So we're going to let them in. I'm excited.
I am so excited. Hi.
There you are.
Hey.
There you are.
Hi.
Hello. Oh,
there's your other half.
I'm just trying to get the laptop sitting.
Do you have green? Do you have green lights going there?
Is that a galaxy going on? Look.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are the best.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
Perfect for St. Patrick's.
If you can't be in the galaxy on a Wednesday, when the hell can you be in the galaxy?
Denise.
Turn up the Birmingham accent. I love it.
Just the you.
Hello.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You too. It's nice to see you in... Well, even though it's a computer flesh, it's still the flesh.
I feel like I know you from Facebook, so and from Denise telling me so much about you. And I watch your videos, love your music, harmonies and everything about what you do.
Oh,
stuff. It's good stuff. What are you guys drinking?
It's good stuff.
I'm not drinking this evening.
You're on meds. And you've got work tomorrow. Mandy? Mandy? No?
Over this whole lockdown, I've had 3 beers and I don't drink. So that's quite
She's
a big
not the drinking type.
I was concerned at one point. She was like, let's go and get some beer. And I'm like, oh my God, let's just capitalize on this immediately. And she came out with a box of 10 beers. I was like,
Corona as well.
Corona.
We're drinking. We've got she's got the Knob Creek maple whiskey.
Oh, see, I want to be drinking. Yes.
So I had this Jameson cold brew and I looked up how to make an Irish iced coffee.
Nice.
Ta-da.
Nice.
I know. I have to do this.
I've had a nice coffee today, but not the Irish kind. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Hooray.
I'll be honest with you. I tested it out all morning. wanted to get it right.
Nice to get it right.
Jesus Christ. I got to take a drunken shower. Oh yes, we have the lovely ladies from EEK, and I know JD is so excited. I'm just gonna let her hit you with a barrage of questions because I know everything about you guys.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, on the way home tonight, Denise was telling me you know, she to go, you know, do you, what about questions? And I have like, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to ask them this. I can't wait to ask them that. So I wanted to ask Lucy the last time she was on the show, but I didn't get a chance to. How it is for you girls being in a relationship and in a band together? Like, how does that work? Because it could be really awesome, and sometimes it could be,
She's talking from experience.
The thing is, so, okay, so from our perspective, Manda and I write all the songs as well. So, you know, five-piece band, but Manda and I are the songwriters. So, you know, we'll occasionally, in a songwriting scenario, we'll never come to blows, but we'll have disagreements on, because our styles are quite different. In sort of writing, Mandy's very, I mean, you've got a back catalogue of hundreds of songs, haven't you? So Manda was in a, you know, an indie band in the 90s, you know, low slung guitar, leather trousers and a bra.
No shoes.
Yeah. But yeah, so her style and my style complement each other very much, but the writing side of things, I think, can sometimes, you know, be a bit of a challenge for us.
And sometimes, like, you don't, because you don't play an instrument, she's like, well, make it a bit more like this.
Yeah,
I don't know. So sometimes it's a bit like that. But
absolutely, I find it quite frustrating because I play bass. I used to play double bass when I was younger, but I've never actually played an instrument as an adult, you know, to kind of help me songwrite. So it's quite a frustration for me. So we've never fallen out. We've always found, you know, a happy place, and songs have kind of evolved.
Sometimes we have a bit of a
rehearsals can be a bit but that's just five women in a room together.
Just end up drinking tea and eating cake.
Yeah. So. But I think five women in a room together will always, there'll always be, you know, moments. Amanda, you'll sometimes get a bit lost in your playing, won't you? And then you and Karen, particularly on drums. Karen's got this plan for the signals to change and stuff. And man's just like, oh, sorry, I was just playing. Little daydreamer in the corner.
So here's what I found.
Because I thought that would be Ruth, by the way. I thought that.
Yeah, no, that is Ruth. Yeah, generally as well.
Well, it's great that, you know, that you're all women and you get along, because sometimes it's a little difficult. I found you have to pick the right women to work with. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, people are just like fighting for the spotlight, or becomes a little competitive. Mm-hmm. But I had the relationship situation, band situation as well. And I found that it could be amazing to be on stage with the person that you're with and share that experience together of being on stage and everything that comes with, and share that with your person, you know. But it's also hard because when you're at rehearsal, like you just mentioned rehearsal, if the criticism comes from your partner, it stings a little more or something. I don't know. It's a little more, like, I found that I was a little more sensitive to that. And so anyway, it could be great, and it could be sometimes detrimental to one of the two things, either the music or the relationship. So that's why
I think I'm probably the one that's most sensitive out of the two of us. So, you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve a little bit more about it. So a man might say, maybe change that word, or, you know, you're not singing that quite right. Let's just go through it again. And I'm the one that might be a bit like, what? Completely fine. You don't want to play guitar and shut up.
Or if we've had an argument before rehearsal.
You can tell. Oh. Yeah. It's like, let's just rehearse and get home and everything's fine. And then the other girls are kind of like, everything all right? We're it's fine, thank you. Though, always. And I think the great thing is, and you just said that, JD, is we are so lucky, and we count our lucky stars, that the three girls we're in a band with,
we were all friends first,
are just before. The best women. And we've all got such a great friendship, and there's never anything that, you know, we've been through deaths, we've been through loss, we've been through love, we've been through cakes, you know, we've been through some awful gigs, we've been through some, all these experiences, we've had babies together, you know, we had children at the same time, and so we've had all these experiences.
They'd be the ones you'd pull up onto the raft, not the ones you'd push away.
I can't hold on, Rose. No, bye.
Try and push him up.
Nothing like a good Titanic reference. You know?
You definitely share the door with him, 100%.
Yes, there was room on that door for him. Why didn't you?
There was.
I will go to the grave wondering that. Yep.
Yeah. What a cat bag. Denise, can you understand me, by the way?
Say that again.
Can you understand her, by the way?
Yeah. Not in any trouble, unless she's just nodding and pretending.
I'm just going to dream. No, I'm kidding. I can. I can.
Just about.
Now, it's funny, though. You guys mentioned, you and Danielle, your kids are really close in age.
Yeah, yeah. So Martha was born in the July, and then Evie was born the following March. So there's literally seven, eight months between them.
Honestly, I remember that your album launch party, and they were so adorable. Like, they were so excited for you, both of them, that I was just like, I'm going to interview the girls. And I did. I remember interviewing Evie and Martha together, and it was just like, great. But they're,
and we call them our little eaklings. They were little eaklings.
Oh, I love that. Eaklings.
Yeah. We had t-shirts.
We had t-shirts made for them with little ducks on, and they were little eaklings.
We had the geek ones, the freak ones.
And so Martha, and I don't know this for a fact, but Martha is more musically inclined, right? Is Evie at all or no?
I don't think so. I think Josie, Danielle and Joel's youngest, is more, she's got a little bit more music behind her, but Evie's not really ever taken to it. In fact, there is a lovely story. Martha's going to college in September. Get your breath, Denise. I know. She's off to college to study music and music technology and production. And she had to do an assessment day online, a Zoom day. And the assessors at the end did a little interview with her and said, you know, there were five of them, I think, in their breakout room. And they said, okay, we're going to go around the room, and I want you to talk about who your biggest influences are in music, and, you know, why you want to do music. So they went through all of them, got to Martha, and she said, my biggest influences are my mom's.
Oh, that is so sweet.
I know. And wow. Like Billie Eilish and, you know, Sia and blah, blah, blah. And she was just like, no, my mom's, they've just taught me everything.
One taught me to play guitar. And the ukulele.
I know.
Videos when she was just a tot. She was ukulele, and now she's like making her own. She was on the Voice for Kids.
The Voice Kids, yeah.
And then the videos that she makes, you know, whether it's her own or somebody else's song, I mean, she's really talented.
It's really easy to write with as well. Like, on a couple of occasions, me and Martha have sat down and written songs. And she's really, really easy. Out of everyone that I've written with.
Lucy's face.
Here we go. That's what I meant.
Is this what you're talking about, JD?
I was talking about.
No, she is. Martha can write a killer hook. Like, she's got it. There's something she's got that she'll just get it in her head. And she can just write something that is just amazing, isn't she? She's quite a
sense of melody. Yeah, yeah. You know, so
she's brilliant.
You know, if us playing music all our lives from the start up to now is this point, and the reason is, if it was the reason that, you know, to get Martha where she is and what she does, then
she played Elfest last year. Yeah. So she did her first gig. She played Elfest 2019. She played.
And wow.
She was her first big gig. The women in the room were amazing.
I bet.
Anyway. Enough about Martha.
You know what? I think it's great, though, just to talk about Martha for another second, that she has the influence she has from you, because I grew up in a music family, a very music-oriented family, but no one did it professionally. Right. So I never really had that, the next step kind of mentality. In fact, my mom had a friend who was the girl in the band of the, you know, of the day, back in the day. And it pretty much, like, she had a very messed up life because of what happened to her being the girl in the band. So I remember being a kid, and my grandmother taught me ukulele and always wanting to sing, you know, for whoever came over. And my mom saying, I don't want that life for her. because of what happened to her friend. Right. And so it was never, it was like something, it was really encouraged. Music is a beautiful thing. And we all had to learn piano, and but it was like not to make it your career. Like that's not, so I think it's great that she sees that, that, that influence from you, that you can do this, you can try, because the younger you start, as we all know, the better it is and the easier it is. So, so, you know, my mom didn't look at it that way, but my grandparents did. And I remember my grandmother saying, it's in her blood. It's something she has to do. So they got it, you know, but I think it's great that you are writing with her and encouraging her and letting her see, even she can go to school, still go to school and have a career in production. And that makes it so much better when you write, if you know all facets of that. So, so that's awesome. Great. Kudos to you girls for doing that and bringing it into the next generation.
Her sound is really different from yours, though. Like I know, you know, you're the biggest influences, but you know, your sounds are so different. So that's really cool. It's like, she's not in any way, shape or form copying you.
No, no, not at all.
It's amazing. It's,
yeah.
She records herself. She does her own harmonies, records it on GarageBand on the computer. She's got a microphone. She just does it all up in a bedroom.
Wow. That's great. That's awesome.
And going back to that, about the career aspect of it, they had the career, you know, the standard careers interview at school, and the careers officer come in. I don't know whether you have it in the States, but you know, when you're getting to kind of year 10 and 11, the careers officer come in and you all go in and you see them and it's like, what are you going to do with your life? And they go, I'm going to be an accountant. And they go, okay, right, you can go now. Martha came in and he said, what are you going to do? And she was like, I'm going to be a singer-songwriter. And he was like, fantastic. Yeah. And he was, she was one of the ones.
Cool.
Yeah. And he was like, that's brilliant. And she was one of the ones that they pulled back in for the second interview because he said it was fantastic. And he's like, you've got to follow your dream. Go for
right.
it.
Right. Right.
And I was like, how refreshing that that's happened. You know, back in the day, we'd be like, no, you need to go be a nurse.
Yeah.
You know,
right. That's
brilliant. But
I think that was the situation with my mom and her friend, because back in those days, you know, women were not looked upon as go out and do your own thing. Let that be your own band. What it taught me was I never wanted to be the girl in the band. So it always was my band. I never was in someone else's band for that reason. So that meant I had to schlep the PA and, you know, book all the gigs and stuff, but it's worth it to do that in the end, because you have that, you know, that sense of that place of power where you can make the decision. So that's great with what you're doing with Martha. And how do you do that with five women in the band? Do you split the chores, not the word I'm looking at, but the jobs,
who carries the jobs.
So Danielle's really great at the whole kind of communication side of things. So people will get in touch on our Facebook page, or they'll drop us an email or text, whatever. And she's really good at the whole kind of, you know, establishing. And man kind of plants a seed, and then Danielle does the whole puts the meat on the bones kind of thing. And
talks
about fees and dates and blah, blah, blah. You're also quite good at that. You are good at that. I generally don't do a fat lot because I'm the singer in a band. So I just kind of sit and be a diva. Ruth does nothing.
Sometimes you carry a mic stand.
Occasionally carry a mic stand.
Singers get to be the divas. Why is that?
It just is. It just is, JD. You know this. Come on, it's brilliant.
I know.
And then Karen has to do most of the dog work, carrying huge amounts of drums and everything everywhere.
We all do mucking.
Oh, you all do the booking,
yeah.
That's great.
But Ruth is Ruth.
Ruth generally doesn't do fat lot, but we adore her.
Can we just talk for a second, really quick? We don't have to make an issue out of it, but the pre-gig poop.
Oh yeah, you don't so much pre-gig
not
poop
so
anymore.
Much anymore.
Karen still definitely is in the pre-gig poop zone.
What is Ruth, that?
Ruth will probably cry.
The nerves get to them, and they take a shit before.
JD, do you get nervous before gigs?
I don't get nervous about the music per se. I get nervous about, I just hope everything works with the sound, because a lot of times, no matter how great your sound check goes, you get out there and something isn't working for some reason. You know, the tuner isn't working, or where's the mic or something. So I would say, yeah, because people have asked me if I get nervous, and it's mostly part of it, you know, and then once you know everything's working, I don't know. How about you girls?
But it's on that, it's frustrating, isn't it, that you've worked hard, you've rehearsed hard, you know, you've got it absolutely fine-tuned, you've, you know, you've nailed the rehearsals, you're feeling good about it, and then the sound can be absolutely a bag of old bones on the day, and it's just like, oh, so frustrating. But yeah, we, you know, I don't get nervous. I've never really been nervous about gigging.
I'm all right about, after about, say if we do a 7-song set or an 8-song set, by about song 4, I'm starting to settle in. And then it's like, okay, we're over the peak of the hill now. Unless
are you less nervous when it's just you two doing a gig? Or are you more nervous when it's just you two, like, doing an acoustic, like when we went to see Horse and you guys played, it was just you two.
Yeah, your nerves just generally are there, aren't they?
I get nervous about
generally waking up in the morning.
Do you play mostly original music when you play shows, or do you do covers and fit in original?
Depends what the show is, I guess. I think lately we've done a fair few covers of things.
We do a couple of covers, don't we, in the set? So yeah. It is mostly original solo.
It is mostly original. And I think the covers that we do are covers that we've kind of taken and made our own a little bit, and they're covers that people request us to do. But we don't generally do. We've done a couple of weddings. Not weddings. Did we do a wedding?
We were due to do a couple.
Yeah. And they sort of asked us to do a number of songs, but yeah, generally our own stuff.
That's nice. That it's a little harder here, I think, to do that, unless you're in a venue that is known for a listening room for original music. Right. You know, to sell a show, you kind of need to, and you know, I'm not a tribute band in any way, but we kind of do almost like a tribute to decades. So we're going to be doing a 70s show in May 1st. That's going to be just fun stuff from the 70s, which I love, but I'd love to do a whole show of originals, and I get to do that in, you know, certain other situations, but not like a whole show of it. So I guess, is it different in England, or is original music more welcomed, more thought after?
Absolutely.
I would say,
That's great.
Yeah, and it is when you go to, you know, we go and see some gigs, you know, and that it's literally silent. You know, you walk in, you're there to hear their music. You don't want to hear covers. You know, you want to go and hear their stuff. Yeah, absolutely. There's a band called Sea of Bees who are from Sacramento, California. Jules is predominantly Sea of Bees. It's her, isn't it? But when you go and see her, she does one cover. Leaving on a Jet Plane is a cover that she does. But apart from that, it's just her own original music, isn't it? And you just get lost in it. You don't want to hear anybody else's. You just want to sit and listen to her, you know. And so many of the musicians that play. So, what's her name? Anae Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. She was great.
Who, it was just mesmerizing. But, yeah.
Wow.
I think if you're writing the songs, you want to get your music out there, don't you? Yeah.
You definitely do. And it's like, if I play, you know, a festival, I'll do my original music. Mm. But when I'm playing in a venue where we're selling tickets, it depends. Like I said, it's in Florida, South Florida, you really kind of have to put those covers in there somewhere. But if you go to Nashville, that's a whole different story. Like there are places, and I'm sure in New York City and different places here where you need to have your originals. Otherwise, people aren't coming to hear covers like you said, you know, so it depends on where you are.
Yeah.
You know,
we'd love to go to Nashville. It'd be amazing.
They love you in Nashville.
It'd be amazing.
Get the Bluebird.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
I couldn't believe I got to play there when I played there. I was on the roster that the girl that booked me there actually got me in because I never auditioned. And I don't know if you know the process, but used to be you had to audition. It's different now. a lot of it's online, but used to be you had to go there and audition in front of, you got like a minute or less to audition in front of a few people. And every single time you play there, you get scored to be invited back. So
really?
I didn't know that the first time I played there. I was so glad I didn't know that the first time, but that's the only time I was nervous was, you know, playing there. But I went the night before to make sure it was really true because I couldn't believe she actually got me in the Bluebird. So, you know, when this pandemic thing quiets down here, I'm probably going to go back there and play again because I went five or six times.
That's amazing.
I played there five or six times. And the first like four times, it was before the show Nashville came out. Do you get that in England?
Yeah, love it.
So it was before that. After that show, there was a line around the entire shopping center where the Bluebird is, and they had to cut people off, like, because it's a little place.
Karen went, so she went when we were over in Florida last time in 2018 it was. They took a road trip and sort of did Nashville in their road trip. And they went to the Bluebirds and they said they were queuing outside to get in, and they went in. They were but it was literally musician after musician after me. Do you remember? Because they said it was just really quick, like loads of people coming in and playing and but they said it was one of the coldest nights and they'd had to queue outside in the freezing cold to get in.
It's crazy. That show made it so much more popular than it already was. So did you ever have anyone cover your song? Did you ever have anyone say, we want to do an Eek song our own way?
My lesson, Harry.
Yeah.
I used to teach this lad called Harry and he went on to music school and stuff. And then he got in touch and he said he wanted to do a cover of Start Again.
Nice.
That's brilliant. That's amazing. That's the only one I know of. But
that's a great feeling, isn't it?
That's really cool.
I think Delano wanted to do a sort of remix. Remix versions of songs that another friend wanted to do. But no one's ever really kind of grabbed anything and said, can we cover it? It'd be amazing if they did, apart from Martha. Martha sings them all the time. You can cover them.
I had a girl that I went to New Orleans with to a conference, another artist down here in Miami, take one of my songs and sing it in Spanish, which was really cool. Wow. So when we went to the music conference, it was for songwriters. Three of us went to New Orleans. She had got me up on stage when she sang that song in Spanish. And I just played it regular, you know, normal. And she sang it in Spanish. And she changed the words completely, though, what the meaning of the song was.
Right.
The meaning of the song is like, unconditional love and you love me anyway, even though I, you know, keep making the same mistake. And I originally even wrote it as a Christian rock song, but it could also be taken for any relationship. Well, she turned it into a sexy lyrics, which I didn't know exactly what she was singing because it was all in Spanish, but she told me, just dress me, I made it sexy. I'm like, okay, you know, whatever you want to do with your lyrics in Spanish, you know.
Can't argue with a Latina. So,
She, I could not, you know, the Latina is always going to make it sexy, right? So, but that's a good feeling when someone likes your music to cover your stuff. So,
my favorite cover that you do.
9 to 5.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'd love to hear that. I haven't heard that. Well,
it just so happens that we could play it for you if you want us to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Okay. Do you want us to play it now?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to sing in English, though, not Spanish. Yeah.
You're not going to make it sexy.
Cinco
de Mayo. 9 to 5. Huh?
Cinco Mayo.
I'm going to have to hold this up here so you can see us.
You're going to get, it'll progressively get more
shaky. It'll be like this.
Lactic acid is burning!
Right then. Go on then.
Ready? Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Oh. pour myself a cup of ambition. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. And out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me. On a job from 9 to 5. Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. Yawn and stretch, trying to come to life. Jumping in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping. Folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, Betty. Getting by, it's all taken and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. Hey. Let your dream just to watch him shatter, just to step on the boss man's ladder. But you got dreams he'll never take away. You're in the same boat as a lot of your friends, waiting for the day ship will come in. Tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call it. And you spend your life putting money in this pocket. 9 to 5, well, they've got you where they want you. There's a better life. Dream about it, don't you wanna move ahead? But the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, Betty. Getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind, they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
I like how you made that your own. That is so cool.
So it's a little bit Dolly Parton, you know. Bit of Dolly. I could have done vaccine, 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 vaccine.
Did you see her sing it when she got her Moderna? Come on. Yeah. She is like America's mercy right now, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, you guys, that's my favorite. The first time I heard that, it blew me away, man. I was like, ooh. That is
love awesome. It. Oh my God.
It's a big crowd pleaser as well. We do a cover, one of my favorite songs that we cover, that we do a version of No Woman, No Cry. And it was a version that was sort of Lee Ritner. But it's the most beautiful. I mean, it sounds so different to Marley's version of it.
How did you sing that? Did you do a parlor concert?
Yeah, we did it at Elfest in 2019, and it was beautiful at the end. Of course, you've got a sea of women in the room, everyone was just singing. It was the most beautiful moment. But we did it at the Jazz Festival in Birmingham as well. We were asked to go and play with the Strictly Jazz Quartet. And we did No Woman, No Cry with Jonathan Butler and Lee Ritner.
Oh, cool.
Have a listen to it if you can, JD. And it's the most beautiful cover of it.
Is that on YouTube? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
We've got a cover of it that's on YouTube. If you look at if you go to our Eat Music page on YouTube, Mand and I did a little acoustic version of it.
One in here, yeah.
But that was a really, really lovely cover.
Wow.
You guys do them good though. I remember when you did your when Gemma subbed in for you
Yeah, yeah.
They'd rather be. And it was sounded so good.
A little bit of Clean Bandit, get in with the times, you know, because we're cool. Yeah, just because we're in our 40s and 50s does not mean we're not cool, okay?
How often does Eek play gigs, play shows?
We haven't played.
I know now with the pandemic, wow.
Yeah.
We had a busy year that year. We had a few gigs planned, but we had to cancel the lot.
Yeah.
And that would have been a really busy year for us because we're not gigging all the time. It's very few and far between. Festivals, we do a few festivals throughout the summer, and then not loads and loads, though, no. And then just a few random gigs around. But if everyone's free and it's a good gig or for a good cause, like Danielle's, like she heads up the new inclusive church. And the church always asks us to play there, like we do Easter, we do Christmas carols, you know, we do covers of like indescribable, I can't think of it.
Chris Tomlin.
There's some great songs. And we do, we do a lot for Dan's church as well.
Yeah, you guys didn't, like so many artists, and we've got about 3 minutes left, but so many artists are trying so hard, you know, to stay afloat with the virtual gigs and everything. But with a band and in the situation like we're in with this hard lockdown, you guys can't even be in the same room together.
No. We can't. I think the difference for us as well is, you know, we've got day jobs, so you know, we're not working musicians,
right?
You know, yeah. But we absolutely support, you know, all the musicians and artists.
I'm a working musician. Karen's a working musician. She teaches drums too.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not a gigging working musician. As in, you run your business and you teach. You are a working musician.
That's my mortgage.
Started. So Mandy's a working musician and Karen's a working musician.
We've seen Karen because we're just renovating the studio at the moment. We're building walls.
I saw that. That's like
it's going to look really sexy when it's done.
That's where we rehearse too. So that's great because we've got that already at the hand.
That's fantastic.
But just going back to my previous point, we've all got day jobs essentially.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the music has to fit around the day job, and it's, you know, it's coordinating five of us is quite a handful sometimes, and it's always four of us can do it, one can't, and rehearsals can be very tricky, particularly with music, it works away a lot.
But we're like Lego, so we can go out as like me and Luce and Dan.
We can do a two piece, three piece. Yeah,
you know, we can kind of mix and match. Yeah. So you know,
we're a mix and match band.
Yeah, like Legos. Legos. There's the sound bite right there.
right.
Well, you guys, it's been amazing having you on. I could do this all evening, but because I'm cheap. We've got the free version. we're
up. Less than a minute left, Denise.
Just really quickly, just going to speak really quickly.
Do you want to sit? Anyone want a seat in the red chair? Here's the address, and we're out of here. Love you. Bye bye. So no, seriously, it was phenomenal having you on. I'm thrilled that you were able to make it, man. And we have to do a get together Zoom call.
Absolutely.
We got a cash.
It was great meeting you girls. Thank you for being on the show today.
All respect due to you, JD.
We're coming to Florida next year.
Amazing stuff.
We're coming to Florida next year.
Yay! Yes. We'll do a show together.
Yeah, 100%.
To make it work. I'm gonna really make this work.
Really make it work.
We can do this.
All right, you guys.
I'm going to come over to Pond when they let me in, and we'll play over there, too.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, yeah. Love you more than American cheese.
Bye.